Moikatan Parakimel Mishnah Gimel. The following Mishnah talks about things which a person is allowed to write on Chol HaMoed, even though a person is prohibited from writing in general on Chol HaMoed because writing is a malacha. Certain things were permitted because they're considered a davar ha'aved, something that involves a loss, and therefore you were permitted to write the following things. These are the things that you write on Chol HaMoed. Kiddushei Nashim. If somebody needs a shtar kiddushin, if somebody is trying to betroth a woman, and he's being mekadesh b'shtar, he's doing it with a shtar, so a person is allowed to write such a shtar, because there's a concern that if he doesn't do it on Chol HaMoed, shema yikad menu acher, maybe somebody else will marry that young lady after Chol HaMoed, and he'll miss out on the opportunity. So it's considered a davar ha'aved, a loss gittin. One is allowed to write a get. For example, in a case where somebody is leaving, and if they don't write the get on Chol HaMoed, so the woman will be left in aguna, so they permit to write the get on Chol HaMoed. Vishovarim, a shovar, or a receipt that a lova, somebody who had borrowed money, and the malve, the lender, wants the money back, but the lova doesn't want to pay back the money unless he gets a shovar, unless he gets a receipt from the malve that proves that he paid it back. So a person will be allowed to write a shovar on Chol HaMoed, because perhaps after Chol HaMoed, the borrower will not have money anymore, and it will be considered a loss. Daitiki. A daitiki is a tzavah shchivmira. It is the will of somebody who's about to die. So we allow the person to write that on Chol HaMoed. Perhaps he will die very soon, and therefore needs to be written right away. Matana. A person is allowed to write a shtar matana. A person is allowed to write a shtar, a document, which says that he is giving over a matana, even if he's healthy, because if they don't write it on Chol HaMoed, it could be that the nosein, the person who wants to give the matana, will turn back from what he said he would do. And therefore, we allow the person to have it written on Chol HaMoed, so that the person who's going to receive the gift will not have a loss. Upruzbulin, a pruzbul, which is a document where a malve, somebody who was lent money, he writes the document to Beis Din, and thereby he gives over all of his chovos, all of the debt he gives over to Beis Din. This avoids Shemitah from canceling out all of his debts. He's allowed to write this document on Chol HaMoed. And the reason he's allowed to do so on Chol HaMoed is he perhaps maybe won't find after Chol HaMoed a Beis Din. On Chol HaMoed he bumps into a Beis Din who's able to do so. And so he's allowed to do it because otherwise Shvius will cancel out, Shemitah will cancel out all of his debts. Igros Shum v'Igros Mazon. Igros Shum is a shtar that Beis Din writes. It's a document that Beis Din writes to a lender that estimates how much the possessions of a borrower are worth, and that he will collect those things. He will collect those things from the borrower. So Beis Din is allowed to write that on Chol HaMoed, as well as an Igros Mazon. Igros Mazon is a shtar, a document that Beis Din writes when certain possessions are sold in order to allow for a husband to make payments to his wife and daughters, the mezonos that he is required to pay them. So these documents are allowed to be written on Chol HaMoed, and they're allowed to be written on Chol HaMoed either if it's a tzorach HaMoed, there's a need for the woman and the daughters to get their food on Chol HaMoed, or perhaps they won't find a Beis Din who's able to write these things right after Chol HaMoed, or perhaps the nechassim, the possessions which these things are being written about, might disappear after Chol HaMoed, so they need to be written on Chol HaMoed. Shtari Chalitza, a shtar that proves that a chalitza had taken place, is allowed to be written on Chol HaMoed. Shtari Chalitza Umei Unin, if there's miyun which takes place. Miyun is when a soma, a daughter, a young girl whose father has died, but her mother and brother are allowed to marry her off when she's still a young girl. So they're allowed to marry her off midrabanan. She's allowed to do miyun. as long as she's still a ketana, she's allowed to say, I no longer want to be married to my husband. It's referred to as miyun, and she can leave without a get. And she would get a shtar miyun, she would get a document saying that she actually had miyun. So one would be allowed to write a shtar miyun on Chol HaMoed, because perhaps if they wait until after Chol HaMoed, she will no longer be a ketana, and she will already have grown two sa'aros, she'll already have grown two hairs, she won't be considered a ketana, and therefore she wouldn't be able to do miyun anymore, so they do it on Chol HaMoed. Ushtari berurin. Ushtar berurin is when people who want to go to Beis Din, and each of them picks a dayan, and the two dayanim pick a third, so then they write a shtar, which requires them to appear before that Beis Din. They have to write it on Chol HaMoed, because it could be that already after Chol HaMoed, they will no longer be willing to appear before that Beis Din. Ugzeros Beis Din. They are allowed to write down a psak din of Beis Din on Chol HaMoed, out of concern that they might forget what the psak is if they don't write it right away. Ve'igros shel roshus, which is translated as a tzivui hashilton, a command of the government, is allowed to be written down. Others say it's referring to a command of the Beis Din HaGadol to the Dayanim. That also is allowed to be written down. And some explain that it's not Roshus, but it's Igros Shel Rishus. That is letters of Shela Shalom, that you want to say hello, a nice letter to your friend. You're allowed to do it, and the Rambam explains the reason you're allowed to do it is because it's only considered a Maisa Hedyot. Anybody knows how to write these types of letters. It doesn't take any type of expertise. So if it's something that's Letzorech HaMoed, for the purpose, for the need of the Moed, one would be allowed to write such letters. Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah goes on to talk about things which you're not allowed to write. Ein kosvin shtari chov b'moed. A person's not allowed to write a shtar chov, which says that a person owes another person money, since you could write them after the Moed, so you're not allowed to write them on Chol HaMoed. The person will give the loan, and he'll get his shtar chov afterwards. V'im eino ma'amino, but if the lender doesn't believe the borrower without getting a shtar document to prove it right away, and the borrower needs the money on Chol HaMoed, so then you're allowed to write it on Chol HaMoed. Oh, she'en lo ma'yochel, or if the sofer, the person who writes the shtaros, doesn't have anything to eat, and he needs to make up parnasa this way, so he's allowed to write it as well. Harei ze yichtov. These people can write. Ein kotzvin svarin tefillin u'mezuzos b'moed. You're not allowed to write svarin, sefer Torah. You're not allowed to write tefillin. You're not allowed to write mezuzos on the Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein magiyin os achas. You can't even correct one letter. Afilu b'sefer ha'azara, even in the sefer Torah, which was in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, even though it was used for so many people, because the Kohen Gadol used to read from it on Yom HaKippurim, you're not allowed to fix this Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed, because all of these things are not Letzorech HaMoed. You don't need it. You don't need these things on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosev Adam Tefillin U'Mezuzos La'atzmo. A person is allowed to write a Tefillin and Mezuzah for himself in order to fulfill a mitzvah for himself. He's allowed to put tzitzis on his beged in order to be mekayim a mitzvah for himself, but he's not allowed to write these things in order to sell them. That's when it is not permitted.